Mike and Tricia Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Okay, sorry. I had to almost sneeze. I got such mokey nose. I hate having mokey nose.
Yeah. Did you feel better?
I feel upgraded from feeling like death the past 2 days to walking death.
Walking death is good because after the walking death, it's the walking pneumonia.
Yeah, you know.
And then you get the boogie woogie flu,
and then you get the boogie woogie flu. Sure.
Yeah, sure. Google it, kids.
Sure. I'm just glad I don't have the flu. Yeah. That's the only good thing about this. But yeah.
Well, and the 2 days off.
Yeah, you know.
That wasn't bad.
You know, but here's the thing about, you know, having the day off when you're sick. It's no fun because all you're doing is sitting around, you know, blowing your nose and picking up mokey nose Kleenexes and, it's not fun.
Well, other than blowing your nose, it's pretty much, you know, Monday and Tuesday for you, isn't it? Just kind of hanging out.
Whatever.
You leave, you hang out, go home.
Whatever.
Watch TV. Other than that. And by the way, might I add, you're so brave to not wear makeup.
Shut up.
So brave.
I am wearing makeup.
We need to Insta you.
I am wearing makeup.
And hashtag it. What is it that they usually hashtag?
Brave or something.
Just brave.
Yeah. I'm wearing makeup. I don't look that bad. God,
no,
dude.
I know you don't.
God.
God.
That's mean.
No, it's not mean.
It is mean.
That's not mean. We joke about that all the time.
That I look like heck?
Well, no. That we don't joke about.
I have makeup on. Okay, I look like heck.
We joke about it all the time how, and even you don't like it, when women post those photos and call themselves brave.
Brave. Whatever. Brave. There's nothing brave about it.
Right?
It's just me going to Walmart.
You're
Come
just
on.
Lazy. Not brave.
No, not
Hashtag
even.
Hashtag lazy.
Not even lazy. It's like, you know what? Who cares? Somebody saw you without makeup. I go places without makeup all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing brave about it.
I do that daily.
I know.
Nobody ever.
Ever brave.
Hands me a pin or anything.
That's right. That's right.
Nobody emails my bosses. Hey, Mike was brave. He went without makeup today.
I know. I never understood those.
Yeah, I don't
understand that.
I
it's
don't
like,
that either.
What's so brave about it?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I really don't. I wish I could understand on any level why that makes you brave.
Right, right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't get it at all.
You're just insecure, not brave.
No, you know, and it's...
Hashtag fighting my insecurities. That's what it should be.
No, what it should be is, you know what? Everybody else around you, if you have such a problem with seeing a woman without makeup, you need psychological counseling.
Well,
it's just makeup. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, you know, it's how Baby Jeebus wanted it. So we can't argue with Baby Jeebus. That's how he wants it. He wants women to look good.
You think?
For the men.
Is that right?
So we continue to procreate dumb children.
You know, here's the thing. There are twice as many of us as there are of you. You people are just lucky we keep you around.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, y'all are just lucky we haven't decided to all just, like, get together at everybody's houses and drink some wine and go, look, I think it's time we round these people up, put them on an island, and when we need one, then we'll
go get
them.
Yeah.
We'll bring them back.
Uh-huh.
We'll have them take care of killing the bugs and what have you.
You hunger game it, right?
That's it. And then we send them back. And then we send them back.
Yeah.
You guys are just lucky we haven't decided to do that. You know? So keep it up.
Yeah, we are.
You are.
We are. But
you
until
are.
That day comes, put some makeup on, for God's sakes.
God.
Hey, and so what did the doctor tell you? What do you have? If you don't have the flu, then what do you have?
Both of my ears are infected.
Uh-huh.
I have an upper respiratory infection.
Oh, wow.
And, it's been a while since I've had an ear infection, and both of them being infected is just misery. It's just awful.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Was it from from the winds, the allergies? How
did
it happen?
I don't know. He's like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to get ear infections and upper respiratory infections all the time.
Tube you?
I was one of those kids that got tubes.
Yeah.
You know, had to spend the entire summer not swimming when I was like 11 years old, which is when you want to swim.
Sure.
You know, because you can't get your ears wet. And so, they put tubes in my ears. And it's been a long time since I've had an ear infection, but both of them, when I went in Monday, I guess it was, today.
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, today's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I guess it was Monday. I don't even remember, to be quite honest with you. he was like, no, because both of your ears are completely infected. And he's like, oh, no, you've got a massive throat infection. I'm like, oh, great.
Well, at least now we know why your left right eye was hurting the other day.
Dude, I had a headache
Remember
for
last
a week.
Towards the end of the week?
Yes.
You were like, ooh, my eye. And yeah. I'm like, ooh, it's a tumor.
It's a tumor.
And you said, it is not a tumor. Remember?
Yeah,
remember?
I remember.
That probably explains why.
Well, I had a headache for a week. And he was like, no, that's what it was. He goes, it was that, it's a sinus infection. It's way deep inside your sinuses. He's like, it's way, way in
it's
the back.
It's all up in there, huh?
It's all up in there, man. And he goes, and once it breaks free and we can give you some antibiotics, it'll be better.
Yeah.
And sure enough, today is actually the first day I've woken up without a headache in a week.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, we'll see if we can fix that by the end of the morning.
I know, right? Well, I don't know about that.
All right. Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
Well, better than you sound. How you feeling?
I feel like I'm running a fever again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I thought you had kicked all that.
No, apparently not.
Besides, you don't have the flu or anything contagious, right? So when people hear you're coughing, they don't have to, like, you know.
Oh,
they don't have to
stand,
recoil from the radio, do
I
they?
I would stand well back from me.
Are you?
I don't know if I'm contagious or not.
Well, you didn't ask the doctor, and then you still came to work? Don't you listen to the commercials?
Look, I could have stayed home.
Yeah?
But then you would have been upset.
I would not have been upset. I got Emily now.
Oh, fine. Well, then why don't you just call little Miss Emily, and I'll leave.
Too late. It's God. Too late now. You know, she lives over in God knows where.
I know. That woman lives so far away. I that's one thing. I mean, I think it would be really cool to live in the Lower Valley or the Upper Valley or whatever, you know, but you're like 40 minutes away from the center of town.
At least.
And then another 15, 20 minutes away from us.
Even the goats and chickens are like, nah, I'm good.
I know. I'll just stay here.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'll work at Circle K. I'm not going to drive in. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I'll eat desert brush. I don't care. I don't need hay.
I mean, I can't imagine doing that kind of a drive.
I know. So, yeah,
she needs a heads up. Yeah. She needs a heads up.
So.
No, I didn't ask the doctor if I'm contagious, but I do have an ear infection. Both of my ears are infected, and my throat's. I've got an upper respiratory infection.
Well, last I heard, those weren't contagious.
And unless I lick you.
Yeah, well.
And it's unlikely I'm going to lick you.
There will be none of that.
Yes.
There will be none of that. It's a whole different culture now. I cannot let that slide anymore. Hashtag me too. Hashtag time's up.
Right, exactly. And the good thing is that nobody else uses, well, they're not supposed to. They're not supposed to use my computer or my microphone. But, hey, if you want to, go ahead.
Well, Emily did yesterday.
Oh, no. Well, see, yeah, but I wasn't sick.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Yet. You hadn't come in yet. You hadn't come in since Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
now,
right.
From here on out.
Sure. Okay.
It's probably best to stay away from anything I've touched.
Hashtag Lysol wipes.
Well, yesterday Monica called me to see if I was coming in. And I told her, well, yeah, I'm coming in. And she goes, why would you come in? You're sick.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because I work here. It's
job. That's right.
And she goes, oh, for God's sake, now I'm going to have to go get Lysol wipes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you're going to have to, man, because there's some germy things around.
Oh, man.
All over the place.
And, well, and especially in an office environment, everybody tends to touch everything else that everybody else is touching.
Right.
I mean, think about it. How many times have I opened the door already?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to have to do that bathroom thing that I see other people do.
Like wash your
when
hands?
When I open it like with no, I'm not going to go that far. Where you open it like with your elbow or your feet.
Yes.
Like that.
or use the towel that you've washed. Well, you don't wash your hands.
No, there's no need to. I know where I've been. But I do when I know where I've been.
That's gross.
I don't, though, because I know where I've been. But since I know where I've been, I do sometimes.
That is so gross.
Well?
I can't believe how gross you are.
That's why. You should. As a matter of fact, just the other day I saw a study. They did a study on like the germiest places, the germiest things that you can come in contact with.
Yeah.
Would you like to guess number one?
I think it's been shown that it's your cell phone.
No.
No?
Something even germier than that.
Oh my God, what?
Your husband.
What?
Is the germiest thing at home.
How is that possible?
Because you're, I know where I've been, so I know where I've been. Refer back to that conversation a few seconds ago.
Oh, okay, because you guys don't wash your hands?
But look, the Lysol people, they got you covered.
Oh, good.
This Facebook fight takes place between...
Oh,
hang
on a
second.
That's not
Hang
the
on
Lysol
a second.
People.
No, that's not it. Oh, see what you made me do?
Me?
Yeah,
you distracted
me.
I'm nowhere near you.
You distracted me with all your coffee. Well, never mind. I just ruined it. Kiss FM. Thomas Mike and Fisher Moments. Maroon 5 reminds me. The Voice is back.
Yeah, that's right.
The Voice kicked off this week.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam and Blake are at it again. Only this time, they're all ganging up on Blake.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the first couple of episodes that I've seen, they're all ganging up on Blake. Because, Kelly Clarkson's one of the newest judges there.
Yeah, I saw the commercial.
And so, she's really, really into trying to swipe country artists away from Blake.
Oh, really?
And the other two are all too happy to help her. Yeah. Yeah, because this year the judges are allowed a block. And a couple of times already, Blake has been blocked from being able to take somebody after they turn their chair.
You're kidding.
They block him, so he can't take that person even though he turned his chair so that Kelly could have a shot at that country artist.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I got to be honest with you, man. Kelly's really annoying me.
Why?
I don't know. She's just kind of annoying. She's good taking. She's like, you know, those people that whenever they do well, they start doing little dances and in your face and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, she's doing that, and it seems so un-Kelly-like.
I think it's because she's a girl.
That she does that?
No, I think it annoys you because
it's
a girl.
No, it annoys me in anybody.
I don't know. I've never heard you say that.
No, even in the NFL, all of this excessive celebrating annoys the heck out of me. You've heard me talk about that, how all the excessive celebrating some of these guys do. Yeah, I don't know why, but that kind of stuff has always annoyed me. Probably because I've always been like the last kid picked or the loser or something like that, right?
Me too.
You know, but I'm like, dude, you've got all this talent and you still have to. I mean,
you have to jump around and everything.
Have to show everybody.
Oh, that's
you know?
True. That's
so yeah,
true.
No, it's not a gender thing.
Okay.
Why are you always quick to point that out about me?
No,
it's
no,
not
I'm
a gender
not.
Thing at all.
I'm not.
It's just it doesn't seem very Kelly Clarkson like.
I think she's a nice girl. I think sometimes though, I think we think she's nicer than she is.
Like people thought Taylor Swift was at first?
Yeah, people thought Whitney Houston was at first.
Remember?
We all wanted Whitney and Taylor and Kelly.
Yeah.
We want them to be these nice girls who just sing well.
Right.
You know, but when they show a little bit of attitude, we kind of get like, what?
Yeah.
Like, you know what? I was watching The Bodyguard on Monday and I was thinking to myself, I remember when it came out and she curses. And she's got attitude and stuff like that. And
like when the reality show first started or what?
No. In the movie. And people were kind of surprised.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it was a movie, though. I don't know.
No, I know.
Surprised
but, I think,
you.
But I think people were kind of surprised. They were a little like, hey.
Yeah.
I thought Whitney was a nice girl and she's cursing.
Really?
And
they had no idea that was a character she was playing?
Well, but see, that's the thing, though. We want them to be this character that we've built up in our minds.
I suppose. Yeah. Because
so.
I thought that's just not you, Kelly. But maybe that is Kelly.
Maybe it is. I mean, you got to be tough in that business.
I suppose you do, but I don't know. It just seems a little excessive.
Yeah, I don't like the whole rub it in your face thing.
Yeah,
I mean, a little bit of a fist pump, you know, or a
right.
or a woo woo
or a yes.
I can do that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. Kiss FM.
It's 93.1 Kiss FM. Trisha's back.
Yay!
When do we get to eat dog biscuits? When do you think you're gonna feel good enough to eat dog biscuits?
Why am I eating them? I looked at the
Facebook
page.
Man. Ooh,
please.
Man, did you get skunked?
Whatever.
Did you get skunked?
Whatever.
When are you going to feel up to it? When are you going to be ready
You're the
to
one
roll?
That has to eat them.
When is it going to happen?
It's not me, man.
When is this going to happen?
I counted.
When is this going to happen?
I don't know.
When
Asked are you going to eat
times.
Them?
When is this going to happen?
When are you going to eat them?
When do you feel well enough?
Let's do it right now.
Right
you
this very second?
Sure, you can eat them right now. I can film you.
I'm not ready right now.
You're not?
I'm not, no.
Why?
Well, because I haven't counted the votes. How do you think I'm going to take your word for it?
All you have to do is scroll.
No. Scrolling can be misleading. Very misleading.
Okay, let's both do count. Let's both do a count.
So, yeah, and then we'll have to figure out when we're going to get this done.
Okay.
Yeah?
We can do it on Friday.
Are you up to it, though?
On Friday? I'm not the one that's going to have to eat them.
Because right now you're a little, you know.
Deet-a-dee.
A little bit. I can see it in your eyes.
Sorry.
You've got those eyes.
I've got those eyes.
Yeah. You know the eyes I'm talking about.
I know.
You have
totally deet-a-dee eyes.
So, yeah. I don't trust that, you know, you're going to be able to point the camera in the right direction.
I can point it in the
so
right direction.
So we get like 3 minutes of just your face. You know?
You're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah. And if you missed the moment is missed.
It's gone.
Okay. All right. So let's work on that then.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. Let's count them. Each one of us will do our own count.
Okay.
And then we'll have a third party verify the results.
All righty.
And then we'll figure out exactly when Trisha gets to eat dog biscuits.
Yeah, whatever.
Because I know it's what the world wants to see, uh-huh. man. The internet is crying out for it.
Kiss FM. You're listening to Mike and Trisha.
Is it morning already?
93.1 Kiss FM.
So that Chico's Tacos video.
Yeah.
A lot of people questioning why the El Paso Police Department... why they felt that no crime was committed.
Right, with that guy carrying a gun.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Have you seen the video? If you haven't, check it out on KissElPaso.com. If you follow Kiss El Paso on Facebook, check your wall. But it shows a bunch of kids.
Acting up.
I guess they were acting up. But you don't really know because you know how a lot of these videos are. They get shot by people. You only catch a certain part of it.
Right, exactly.
But it looks like they're being asked to leave, but they're certainly leaving.
Right.
And then there are words, and one of the kids, who looks like he's totally out of it, goes up to one of the customers, and then as he's being led away by one of the security guards, another customer gets all up in his face.
Yeah.
And so one of the TV stations asked the El Paso Police Department to view the video and comment on it, and the spokesperson for the El Paso Police Department felt that from what he saw, no law was broken. But so many people on the Kiss El Paso Facebook page are questioning, how is it that the guy was not cited for anything?
Right. I mean, he pulled a gun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do we know if he has a concealed handgun weapon license?
The TV station, they did not know.
Well, no, I know, but that's what I'm saying.
No, I don't know.
You know, because, I mean... that kind of leaves the door open for you to be waving a gun. And he wasn't waving a gun. It was down at his...
Well, yeah, he had it in his waistband.
Right, right.
Right.
And then you can see it. He takes it out, and he's got it. And he's pointing it down.
But my whole thing was that he wasn't in any imminent danger.
No.
As a matter of fact, he's the one that went up to the guys.
Yeah.
And got all up in their grill, and you heard how he was.
Yeah.
You know, he was the bystander who went up to them. Like, they didn't go after him.
Right, and they didn't appear to have any weapons.
No, not at all.
Because that's what I thought. When I first heard about this video, I thought, oh, well, it's a bunch of kids with weapons being asked to, you know, leave Chico's Tacos.
No, not at all.
But that wasn't it. It was the other guy.
Probably being loud and rowdy.
Yeah.
Which is why they were asked to leave. But we assumed they were asked to leave. But yeah, I mean, the guy, you can see one of the other guys in the group that is leaving, you know, step up to him.
Right.
But not in a menacing sort of way.
No,
he wasn't coming at him with a weapon or his fists or anything. He was just walking towards him. And that's when this other guy pulls a gun at him. But if you read the comments on Facebook, oh my gosh, everybody is letting him have it.
Yeah.
Even people that are like for concealed carry.
Right, exactly.
They're like, dude makes us all look bad, man.
He does, because there was really no reason for him to be involved at all.
I don't think there was a reason at all. It was being handled. They were leaving already.
Right, right.
So I can't imagine how EPPD reached that conclusion.
Yeah, and that seemed a little odd to me, too. I was well, you know, you're kind of leaving doors open here.
Right.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You know.
So, I don't know. You know how it is here. We report, you decide. And you can check out the video on KissElPaso.com. It's trending right now. You can also see it on Facebook. If you follow us, you can check your wall. Or just go to the Kiss El Paso Facebook page.
Kiss FM.
Oh, I love to hear that song all the way to the last drop, man. That's like the Folgers coffee of Beyonce songs.
It is.
Love that. Mike and Trisha mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. Happy Wednesday. But it's not just any Wednesday. It's a Facebook Fight Wednesday.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so today we're going to act out a Facebook fight that we have titled Bad Dad Facebook Fight. So there's three voices. There's three of us. So I'm guessing I'm going to have to do one of them.
Yes.
All right. So who's playing the part of who, Trisha?
Okay.
You are the producer. You get to hang. You hand out these parts.
Okay. So Emily's going to be David.
Okay.
I'm going to be Mark.
All right.
And you're going to be Michelle.
Oh, you're going to make me the girl.
I am.
Okay, fine. I'll be Michelle. What's my motivation? How old is Michelle? Old enough to be on Facebook, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. 13 enough.
Okay, 13 and up. Okay. All right. I think she sounds like this.
No, she doesn't.
I think she does. I think she does. Michelle sounds like this. So this is what I'm going to work with.
God.
Okay, all right. So everybody has their parts.
Yes.
Everybody's got their lines.
Indeed.
Places, everyone. It's time for Facebook Fights on Mike and Tricia Mornings, the Bad Dad Facebook Fight. Okay, here we go. Let's start it off with David.
It's a girl.
Mark.
Are you kidding me? Do you even take care of the kids you already have?
David.
Up yours, man. Stop being a hater.
Michelle. He is a good dad. Where did that come from? That wasn't how I practiced it.
No.
Okay. Well, now I'm committed to that. David.
Hey, I raised my kids and never had them taken away once. Hashtag good parent.
Mark?
If your definition of good parenting is keeping your kids out of child protective services, I think you're setting the bar a little low, man.
I'm going to have to agree. David?
Dang, dude. What's with all the hate?
Mark?
David, we grew up together. Let's face it. You're never the most responsible guy.
Michelle? Stop picking on my daddy. He is a good parent. He calls me every month. Mark!
Whoa, that bar just got lower.
It did, didn't it? Facebook Fights. When we see drama on Facebook,
We act it out.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit kisselpaso.com or download the 93.1 KISS FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.